The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today
FM. Last week, we had the Housing for All progress report from the government. And that evening, the Green Party leader, Eamon Ryan, released a video in which he was quite excited about the potential for bringing 1,000 social and affordable housing units to his constituency in Dublin. He said there could be a cost rental project at the Cathalbrua Barracks in Dublin 6. It's near Portobello, for those who are familiar with Dublin, and it is the last major army working site within the city. There are others, but it is by far the biggest. James Gagan of Fine Gael, councillor in the area. How good is this news that the area, which is short of housing, could be getting an extra 1,000 units?
Well, I think there's two things, Matt. The first thing is to know what, in fact, did the government announce. So the government announced that there'd be a feasibility study on the site as to whether it was suitable for transfer for social and affordable housing. But what happened then was that the minister, as you said, produced a Twitter video standing outside government buildings where he effectively bulldozed the barracks via tweet. And that's what's caused all of the frustration, annoyance, particularly in the defence community, but also in amongst Rathmines, in people who've been long-standing, people living in Rathmines, people who are in touch and are knowledgeable about the history of Rathmines. Like, it's not that long ago that a government minister resigned over the closure of a barracks in their own town in Mullingar, a very well-respected minister in Willie Penrose. And I just think, you know, for a government minister to be so flippant about a barracks that's been in the hands of the Defence Forces exactly 100 years this year, I think it's just it's turned a project that potentially has a positive, it could work for the city, but it's turned into a real negative thing.
And how many people actually live and work there at present?
There's 1,000 operational members living on the site of Cathalbrua. That's what's so ironic, because the minister talks about, you know, that we need to make this area a more diverse community than tech workers or, I think he said, finance workers. But as you know, Matt,
I think he also said the likes of teachers and Gardaí and others could maybe get sociable and affordable housing.
Yeah, but
the
point he was trying to make was that Rathmines isn't a diverse community. Like, the army have been in Rathmines for the last 100 years. And it's sort of like, well, should we just get rid of them? That's, you know, no biggie there. Like, this has to be dealt with sensitively. It may well be that on the conclusion of this report, that in fact you can identify a site where we're going to place, as you say, the only operational barracks in Dublin City. But I mean, you can't just, as a government minister, effectively sort of seize the assets of the army and say, look, this is where we're going to put all the houses. That goes completely against what the whole purpose of the Land and Development Agency is, which is to identify sites in a very careful way so that we have viable projects into the future. And we're doing that in lots of sites around the city.
Ciarán Cuff, the Green Party MEP, is with us. So is your party leader guilty of jumping the gun here, being insensitive to those residents who already live on the site, family members for those working members of the Defence Forces included?
Well, I think obviously there has to be full consultation and discussion with everyone who is on the site at the moment. And I'm well aware that
your party leader effectively moved them last week. He said that this site would be used for new social and affordable housing. I don't recall him on the video making any reference to the people living there already.
Matt, we've been talking about making best use of a lot of institutional land close to the city centre, whether it be at Broadstone or in Rathmines. Clearly, you have to look at what's there, whether it's been used to the best of its capacity. And I think there are many Department of Defence sites that are not. For instance, I live beside St Brickan's Hospital. There are many buildings that have formed part of St Brickan's that have been empty over the last 20 years that I've lived there. So I think all institutional lands need to be looked at. And I think if they are within close proximity to city or town centres, then maybe they could be repurposed. But none of this can happen without full involvement of those who are on the site. The Defence Forces clearly have to be at the heart of this discussion, and I'm well aware that the Department of Defence have put considerable investment into the barracks in recent years.
So then, before your party leader made his announcement,
that would be a clear out. I think he was suggesting that there could be surplus space that could be used better.
Before he made that announcement, should he have found out where else in Dublin the army could be relocated for its work and where the people on the site who live there could be relocated to?
I think there is a process of engagement with everyone, including the Department of Defence, including the neighbours to the barracks, including all who are connected to the site. But I think it is useful to initiate a debate. I don't think we would have seen proposals for Broadstone or for the Archbishop's lands in Drumcondra had not the Green Party thrown out these ideas over the last decade. And I think we do have to look afresh at underused lands in Dublin. If the Department of Defence can make a compelling case that there is no surplus land there, I have no doubt that my party leader and Minister for Transport will listen to that case.
But okay, let me go back to Councillor James Gagan on this, because isn't this the ultimate in NIMBYism, that every time anyone tries to propose that there would be housing and apartment provided on state lands, the state itself ends up objecting to what the government wants to do. Here we have, it's the Department of Defence, it looks like, will be against the idea of using land in a suitable location to provide for housing.
Well, I think in fairness, Kieran made the case in a very eloquent way as to how a process should correctly be done. But the problem is, in respect of this barracks, that's not what has happened here. And I think it would be helpful if Kieran spoke to his leader and, you know, that there was a little bit of cooling of heads here, you know, a somewhat of a walk back of what he's put out there. Because when Kieran says that it wasn't the case that, you know, that he was sort of closing and he was evicting them all from the barracks, like, this is a direct quote from the video. That land is needed for housing. The army needs a new barracks and we'll provide that. Now, if we're going to build a new barracks of the size that's currently in Rat Mines, you're talking the largest investment in defence probably in the history of the state. So this is a serious undertaking for the taxpayer, for everything else. We have to allow this study to take place. And apart from anything else, there's lots of use on that land that in the short term that, to be honest, I think there's a lot of people in the community would prefer if the minister would use his leverage for that in terms of local GA club, Ranelagh Gaels. They use a pitch on the site, small investments there. I mean, there's lots of things that could be done right now to make that site more a part of the community. But we've created this awful situation where, as you've just sort of put it there, that it's kind of, you know, that it's the army pitted against housing. And that's not the case. I think the army just want to be treated with some degree of respect.
Just because the army have been there for 100 years, does that make it a useful location for the next 100 years? Could they not move somewhere else?
It's perfectly feasible. That's what the purpose of a feasible study is, that a feasibility study is, that you could identify a site where Cathal Brule Barracks and all of its operational, all of its military operational and archives and the Army Number 1 band that trained there, the music school, that all of those things could be put somewhere else. Maybe that's possible, but you're talking a long way away and you're talking about a very significant amount of study and investment to achieve that. So it's not something that, like, the minister is not in opposition anymore. He's the minister. He's deciding. This isn't something on the fly in some op-ed.
He's in government with your party.
He's in government with my party, and he's somebody who I personally like, apart from anything else, and I've worked closely with him on a number of issues. But that's why I don't understand this. I don't know why he's created this wedge issue that you're either on the side of the army or you're on the side of housing.
It just sounds like this will take years to sort out, that there won't be housing there by the time studies are conducted, and if it is going to be used for housing by planning, you'll be talking 5 to 10 years by the sounds of this.
I think it could take a few years to come to fruition. And James is right, we do have to look at what's there. And there may be a compelling case that the Army No. 1 Band should be based in Rathmines or the Naval Service Reserve. But I'm not convinced that that is the most appropriate location. I know there's been investment in the archives. I'd imagine that should stay there. But from my impression of the area, I would imagine that there may well be surplus lands. And I think we've got to look at every sliver of land in institutional use in and around our major cities and towns. And every new home provided in Dublin means someone who doesn't have to commute all the way in from Mullingar or somewhere else every morning. And that can only be a good thing. And in fact, I think if it's done sensitively, if it's done in consultation with those who are there, it could become a real asset to Dublin, to Rathmines, and to the Army itself.
Kieran Coffey of the Green Party, James Gagan of Fine Gael, thank you both for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.